Vaheno Amadonai Eloheno, Elena Masaya Dana Kunane, Elena Masaya Dana Kunanehu. I'm reading from section one of Tzav, Parashat Tzav. This is the Torah of the burnt offering. And the basic question that arises in everybody's mind at the beginning of reading Tzav is, why is the word Torah being used? Why not the other words that get translated as law? Verse 1. Zot Torah ha'ola ve'gomer, Rabbi Shimon patach ve'amar, Sidkatcha kecharei el mishpatecha, Tehom rabah ve'gomer, Haikira okim na levit mar tachatzi, Haiola saliku ukshiru di kafyud, Leila vadibuka dila begoy alma, Tiatele machave kolachad bek. Bikshura hada bechidu ugin desalka leela leela kitiv zot torat raza dekar venukba kachada torah shebiktav v'torah shebe alpe lesalka Bachavivuta. This is the Torah of the burnt offering. Rabbi Shimon opens the discussion saying, your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. We have explained and learned this verse. Come and behold, the burnt offering causes the congregation of Israel to rise and be attached above, and cleaves to the world to come. Bina, so that everything will be one, connected together in joy. Since it rises higher and higher up to Bina, it is written, this is the Torah, which is the secret of male and female together, namely Zeran Din and Malchut, which are the written Torah and the oral Torah, rising with love to Bina. This, the Hebrew is Zot, is the secret of Malchut, the oral Torah, and the Torah is the secret of Zeran Din, the written Torah. One answer to the question we just asked, why is Torah being used, is that Torah refers to the two Torahs, and that's what this verse is saying, the oral and the written Torah, and that they really are unified through the process of the ola, the burnt offering, which none of the flesh of the animal is utilized by anybody. Everything gets burned and goes up in smoke, which elsewhere it says is a pleasing odor to the Creator, to Hashem. So the reason that Torah is being used is to explain the relationship and the unification process from the Ola, the Torah of the burnt offering. Verse 2. Kaditar sitra ditzafon kima diokimna diktiv shamolo tachat L'roshi k'den ihi silka b'chavivuta b'it atra b'mina b'it chabra m'emzaita b'it nahir kola m'raza t'kodesh ha'kadashim v'da migoy d'ariza The Adam Biru Kedekahana Uvitzlota Uvishirata. We explained in relation to the verse, his left hand is under my head, that Malchut receives from the left column of Zeranpin. When the north side stirs, which is Gebura of Zeranpin, the left column Malchut then rises with love, to be adorned with the right of Zeranpin, which is Chesed. She, Malchut, is attached to the middle, namely the central column of Zeranpin, which is Tiferet of Zeranpin. And everything shines from within the secret of the Holy of Holies, Bina. This happens through the secret of man, by the wish of the priests, who are the right column, the prayers of the children of Israel, who are the central column, and the singing of the Levites, who are the left column. Again, this verse is explaining this unification process from the Ola, from the burnt offering, where it connects Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and it does through the three columns of the priest being right column, the Levites left column, from the singing and the raising of the joy and the emotions, and the central column coming from the person who brings the offering. Verse 3. Vehao kimna deola kodesh kadashim viraza deruach ila'a begin ditlat ruchin kishiran kachada ruach tata'a deikre ruach hakodesh ruach tilgoi Be'en Saita Deikre Ruachach Ma Uvina Vekain Ikre Ruach Tata'a Uval Ha Ruach Dinafik Migoy Shofar Kalilan Be'esha Umaya Ruach Ila'a Deihu Sitim Bachasha Deve Kayamin Kol Ruchin Kadishin Vekol Anpin Nechirin Uchich Achadrat Ola Ruach Mamash. We have explained that the burnt offering is the Holy of Holies, according to the secret of the Supernal Spirit, Bina. For three spirits are connected to the burnt offering. The lower spirit, called the Holy Spirit, is Malchut. The middle spirit, called the spirit of Chachma and Bina, which is Zeranpin, the son of Chachma and Bina, it is also called a low spirit, being lower in relation to Bina. Yet this spirit comes out of the shofar that includes fire and water. And the secretly concealed upper spirit, Bina, in which all the holy spirits are sustained, from which all faces shine. The burnt offering therefore becomes a real spirit again. This verse is really an amazing statement. It's indicating that the animal who's been sacrificed, and that sacrifice is a replacement for the animal within the person bringing it. And it's really saying, this verse in the Zohar is saying, that process of sacrificing the animal in the person now comes back to him on an elevated state of consciousness. And so what the animal he sacrificed will return to him as additional energy. It's really an amazing statement describing what happens when things get unified. Verse 4. Ulvatar mizraza divema mistafke Vitzanu leit kashra Ruach Achara, Dihu Goyet Misa'avo, Meinun Tarbin Vushim Nunin, Kimadit Mar Ugin Kach Ola, Kodesh Kodeshim She'ar, Karbanin Lemebad, Salama Bialma, Kola Mekama Sitrin, Umare Didinin, Leidabra Ulat Nahara, Migoy Ruta Leit Basma, Ikrun Kadishim Kalim, Begin Dila Mitatre, Leila Leila, Bakodesh Hakadashim, Viadi Nun Kadishim, Kalim, Unkisu Su, Dilchon Bikolatar, Kimadi Ukmuha, Avalola Dihi, Raza de Kodesh Hakadashim, Lavihi Kishar, Karbanin de Kolobadaha Kodesh. Then, with the secret of the cattle offered, the external forces feed and content themselves, so that another spirit will be joined to holiness. A spirit within them, one of defilement, through the tallow and fat sacrificed, as we learned. The burnt offering is therefore the Holy of Holies, and the purpose of all other sacrifices is to produce peace throughout the whole world, from different factions and from the antagonists in the world, to remove them and radiate from within a desire to be scented. They are called sacrifices, literally the holies of a minor grade, since they are not adorned high above in the Holy of Holies, namely Bina. They are therefore sacrifices of a minor grade and may be slaughtered everywhere, as explained. A burnt offering, which is the secret of the Holy of Holies, is not like the other sacrifices, because all that is connected to it is holy. This verse in the Zohar is coming to explain why the Holy of Holies, the burnt offering, has to be, or can be slaughtered anywhere in Jerusalem, rather than in the temple itself. Although for the most part people would go and have it slaughtered by the Kohanim in the temple. So, but it's discussing this, why some of the sacrifices can be done outside of the temple, even though it has to be burned on the altar of the temple. So it seems silly that people would transport the dead animal from the place of slaughtering to the place of the temple. But when it came the time of the Pesach, when so many people were in the were involved, they were concerned that they wouldn't have enough time, so they might have tried to shortcut the process. I don't really understand it. And I see that your camera is now working. Tachatzi meketiv v'lavash hakohen mido badilein levushin meyachadin likdusha kad yechida meyachada likrudusha Uktiv ki de kodesh hem virachatz bamayim et besaro uvasham Mem tet da kodesh ela raza demila kidka amar dihi kodesh kadashim disal ka kola rit atra ba kodesh hakadashim bikishura hadal vatar mafne V'yabar ruach misava dim sa'av kola dila shalta vila yidkariv goy makdisha v'ita bar mikol sitra dekucha v'ishtar kola kodesh b'kdusha Yehidai. Come and see, and the priest shall put on his linen. The Hebrew word is bad, his linen garment. This is a garment especially designed for holiness. The Hebrew word bad, which is badad, means apart, meaning set apart for holiness. It is also written, there are holy garments. Therefore shall he bathe his flesh in water and so put them on. Why is it holy? The secret thereof is that the burnt offering is the holy of holies. Since everything rises to be adorned by the holy of holies, namely Bina, in one bond, the spirit of defilement that defiles everything then turns and passes away and has no power, nor does it come near the temple. It is removed from all the aspects of holiness, and everything remains holy, in holiness alone. This verse is explaining the process of cleansing that's associated with the olah, with the burnt offering, and how even though the animal had to be killed, the sacrifice takes place. It doesn't defile, it elevates. And this is being explained through this verse. Verse 6. V'yamar Rabbi Shimon ha'itmar dikti v'adam uvema toshia Hashem v'haki salka raza di'adam misitra di'adam Bihadahama Nasitra Divhama Ugin Kach Kitiv Adam Ki Yikriv Michem Adam Vadain Teha Karbane Leela Lekashra Kishra Uvatar Min Habehema Vekolaihu Bachra Adam Uvema Vidaihu Raza de Itsterich Lekarbane Adam Uvema Kidka Amar Tahatsi Kadbira Kucha Barichu Alma Haki Aved Adam Uvhema. Rabbi Shimon said, we learned that it is written, Hashem, you preserve man and beast. Thus the secret of man rises from the aspect of man through desire and prayer, and the beast from the aspect of the cattle which is sacrificed on the altar. It is therefore written, if any man of you bring an offering, a man's sacrifice is indeed in desire and prayer, to tie a knot above in the secret of man. Then comes that of the cattle. Everything is in the verse, man and beast. This is the secret reason why both man and cattle are needed for a sacrifice. As it says, come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, He did it thus, man and beast. The verse is bringing and reinforcing the idea of the personal sacrifice, that it isn't just bringing the external animal to be sacrificed, that something internal has to be changed in order for it to be effective, for the sacrifice to be effective and to achieve the elevation. And when that happens, the smoke, the aroma, becomes a pleasing odor to Hashem. That's the end of section one. You have any questions?
No.
Okay. Section two is a short one, so why don't we read that? It's okay. Titled Turtle Doves and Young Pigeons. Verse 7. V'yitema v'haketiv v'yof yofef al ha'aretz deha menayhu mekarvin karbana v'afilu olakim adiktiv v'imin ha'of olakim. Ola karbano tahatsi mikali nu nofin la mikarvin ela min hatorah o bnei yona ela raza dama deit kishar beda basil Veda da yamina, veda shemala, vekola achad. You may say that yet it is written, and let birds fly above the earth, from which sacrifices are offered, and even burnt offerings, as written. And the burnt sacrifice for his sacrifice to Hashem be of birds. Thus cattle is not accurate, as you explained. He answers, come and behold, of all the birds, only turtle doves and young pigeons are offered. There is a secret to it, which is that what is fit in the one is unfit in the other. The color red is suitable for turtle doves, but not for young pigeons. The reason is that the young pigeon is the right, and the turtle dove is the left. Hence, red is suitable for it, which alludes to the left column, and all is one. In the Talmud, I'm sure it says certain regulations about the various different types of animals, how they determined whether they were acceptable for a sacrifice. And you couldn't have a young pigeon that was colored red. You could only have a white-colored pigeon, whereas a turtle dove that was red was acceptable as a sacrifice. And this verse is explaining why the red representing the left column was acceptable as a turtle dove, but not as the young pigeon, because of the... Because the birds themselves represent the central column. Within the central column, you also have right, left, and central.
I think.
Can you mute your microphone again, please?
Yeah.
Verse 8. Of Yeofef al haaretz haukim nadinun. Raza dirtika uvhu tistalek ruach kakodesh lesalka ve'eladi nun tirei chad limina ve'chad lishmala of limina v'da mikael ve'ofef lismala Veda Gavriel, Gavriel, da lemina, veda lismala. And let birds fly above the earth. We explain this to be the secret of the chariot, as they are the angels Mikael and Gavriel, who are called birds. The spirit of holiness, which is Malchut, arises through them to mate with their Anpin. They are two, one on the right, the other on the left. Bird is on the right, which is Michael, and fly is on to the left, which is Gabriel. Thus there is one to the right and one to the left. Again, reinforcing this idea that within the central column, you have all three columns, right, left, and central. Verse 9. Uvkich mekarvin tirein ilein v'salka ruach kudsha v'shmala ma'atar v'zayan l'tata l'hahu sitar shmala v'mina l'mina v'id kashrat atcha v'va'ala l'mecheve chad v'kola mistalek umit kashar kachada le'ela v'tata v'kikur shakucha parichu istalak v'ilchodo v'itakef. This is why these two are sacrificed, turtle doves and young pigeons, the secret of Michael and Gabriel, in order to raise the Holy Spirit Malchut to Zeranpin. The left of Zeranpin adorns and arms below the left side of Malchut, and the right does so to the right, so that a woman joins her husband, namely Malchut joins Zeranpin, to become one. Everything ascends to be attached together above and below. The Holy One, blessed be He, rises, and He alone is exalted. The Zohar is bringing the idea of what happens as the item is truly sacrificed, as the birds are burned on the altar, and how the unification of the three columns takes place, all within the frame of the central column. And that's what's really being spoken about in this verse. Verse 10. Lucy Frey Kadmae Miskinalayativ Hulakale Atana Elale Lale It Kashra Avalkolale Ela Vitata Kol Kadmat Kishar Lucy Trey Kadka Ya'ot ve'al k'mimna. In ancient books, it is said that the poor, who sacrifice turtle doves and young pigeons, give no portion to sustain the world, but rather to bring unity above. Yet everything above and below is properly attached to its own side, as we have explained. This verse is saying that everything is unified, whether it's an animal that's burned or the birds that are burned, the turtle doves and the young pigeons. The process of unification, of creating the knot of unity, is taking place properly, and not from the standpoint if we're trying to not if we're trying to sustain the world with turtle doves and young pigeons. The earlier writings were implying that there was something lost because the man couldn't afford the animal. But this verse in the Zohar is explaining that that really wasn't true. that just because somebody is poor, he still is capable of unifying every aspect of creation. His material wealth has nothing to do with his ability to unify.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No. Pesach is next Friday, no?
It's a week from this Friday. This Friday is the 30th, I think, or maybe the 31st. And Pesach is April 6th.
Yeah, right. It's next Friday.
Yeah. So you still have time to clean.
Oh, okay, good.
The next section's a little long, and I need to do a few things before my next session with people. So,
okay.
Next Monday, I
was about to show my work for the time. That's
Hashem, no problem.
You have a good week.
And if you're
available, if you're available Thursday night at 8, again, we'll be preparing for Pesach, and this time we'll be talking about the Seder.
Okay. Okay, you got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.